to meet longtime friend, musician Matthew Lloyd, at a cafe. I'm here with my friend Matthew Lloyd. Matthew, why don't you tell us what instruments you play and when you first started playing them?
I play guitar, drums, and bass guitar. And I've been playing for like a few years. I've played since I was like 12 or 13 or so. And I'm predominantly play drums in bands, but I do tend to lean towards guitar and bass from time to time. And that's it.
Tell us about the style of music you play.
I mainly play hardcore and hardcore punk, kind of subgenres of that sort.
When you first started out, you really liked metal music, but what sort of brought you from that? You know, describe why you loved metal, and then what was sort of the impetus, or like what brought you to change your style?
Well, I played in a local metal/metalcore band in the scene, and we had a few other bands that played shows with us, and one of those bands was called Avivian Ashes, and I met the vocalist of that band, whose name was Sean. And he wanted to start a hardcore band with myself and my best friend. And so none of us had really heard hardcore before. Or we had heard like subgenres of hardcore. So he gave us like 5 bands to check out. We checked them out and we really dug it.
Yeah,
and so,
this is the best.
Yeah. So little metalhead Matt was like, oh, this is so sick. I love these breakdowns, bro. Bro, they're so heavy. So I got into it and we started a band, and I soon found out about other local hardcore scenes. There was a very strong one in Ogden for a while. There's a very, very strong one in Salt Lake City that's been around for years.
And that's where you play?
That's where I play currently, yes.
What's the number one thing outsiders or people who don't, you know, really listen to hardcore music, what don't they understand about it?
There's a lot of misconceptions. Hardcore is always based on a very like rebellious attitude against our political climate or like our social norms. So kids back in the day, back in the 90s, early 2000s, who didn't want to be a part of religion, didn't find that to be their comfort place. They found punk and hardcore music. A lot of misconceptions about it is that it's everyone's very, very violent. And while it has had a past of being violent, violence is, it's always trying to build into something better and trying to reform something that could be changed, or, you know. A very large common misconception with hardcore music is that straight edge is just inherently violent for no reason, and which is the opposite from the truth, because straight edge has always been a personal promise to yourself to be sober for yourself, for your friends, for your family, for anyone, any other reason than that. The violence in the scene and in hardcore has always been a reaction to things that are wrong, you know.
How many bands are you in?
Oh, please don't ask me that.
You lost count, huh?
Oh, yeah. I think I'm currently in 6. I play in a more metallic hardcore band called Witch Trial. I play in a vegan straight edge metalcore band called PXR, which stands for Positive Reinforcement. I currently have recently just joined a more metalcore early 2000s kind of band called Crow Killer. And I've recently started playing drums for the older Salt Lake vegan straight edge band Cherim.
Why do you think people should listen to these styles of music, or what has kept you interested in playing this type of music?
It's always been about the scene and the mutual love and respect for each other. Everyone's there for the same reason. Everyone's got problems, and it's nice to have a place to go where everyone can mind their business and just enjoy the music together.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Dennis Stock.